Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I'm so delighted you're able to join me today. We are going to have a most awesome time because we've got on one of my favorite people involved in the world of music, actually two people. Yes, we've got Jonathan, who's been on the show before, Jonathan Goldman, and his lovely wife, Andy, is joining us today, which is really exciting. Welcome, both of you.
Well, hi, Donna. It is great to be here.
Hi,
well,
Donna.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Yeah, what a blessing to be here. And I don't know if Andy and I have done a show together, but I have to tell you that, I don't know, I like to think we are a dynamic duo when we do radio together. I trust you and your audience will also agree.
Well, I definitely think that's the case. Now, today we're going to be talking about two of your new publications, and I'm so impressed with your background because we've talked before on the show and we've talked about sound modalities and the effect with healing and your various background, et cetera, and I know we've got a lot of new listeners today that have perhaps not had the opportunity to maybe hear what we are going to be playing and know about you and Andy. So I'm going to give them a little bit of a rundown. Jonathan is a musician. He's won numerous awards, but not only is he a musician, he's a composer. He's written a number of books. He loves to teach, and he is a chant master. And for so much of his life, he has been dedicated to researching and finding out about using sound for healing. And he really was a pioneer when it came to working with sound harmonies and their effects. Now, his lovely wife, Andy, she is a licensed psychotherapist. She's very much into working in a holistic manner. She also, obviously because of Jonathan and their interaction, uses sound and its modalities for healing. She's done healing sound seminars. She is the co-director of the Sound Healers Association. Both of you are so accomplished in this. And Jonathan, before we go into playing any of the tracks regarding the first CD we're going to be talking about, which is the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer, I'd like for each of you to explain how this became so important in your life. And Jonathan, why don't you start first?
I started out in a log cabin in Illinois back in the 18... No, see, I'm sorry, that was a different lifetime.
Jonathan.
Okay. All right, so how about this, Donna? Let's go back in the way back time machine to about 1979, and I'm playing in a rock and roll band in Marshfield, Massachusetts. And we've just come back from a break, and I'm playing lead guitar and singing, and as I begin playing and singing, and I've been doing this now for about 15 years, I become aware that the music that we're creating is helping induce an ambiance of negativity and violence. Now, Donna, no question, the alcohol and the other intoxicants that people were imbibing in were also creating that, shall we say, negativity, but the music that I was creating at the time, and this is not referring to all rock and roll or anything. It just happened to be the particular music at that particular point in time and space was, shall we say, not the most positive. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting for me is I had been performing professionally for 15 years, and all of a sudden, it's like the light of God struck me. And when I'm on stage and this, you know, inner voice says, gee, I wonder if music can be used to make people feel better. And about 2 weeks later, then another thought enters my psyche, and it's like, I wonder if sound can be used to heal, just taking this up another whole level. And from there, my life literally became dedicated. In the very early 1980s, I formed the Sound Healers Association, got a degree from Lesley University, a master's degree researching the uses of sound healing, Sound for Healing. I basically took my record company, which synchronistically was called Spirit Music, but I took it from being a sort of a punk rock label to being one of the first new age labels, because it still had the name Spirit Music. And it's just been a party ever since. We've been writing books and putting out recordings and teaching, and then about 15 years ago, a little bit more, my dear wife Andy and I met, but I'm going to pass the microphone over to her. We actually have two microphones, but I'm going to pass it over to her right now and let her take on a bit of the tale.
Oh, terrific, Andy. Great.
Well, Donna, I'll tell you, Jonathan, we'll reel back about almost over 16 years now when I met Jonathan. And at the time, I was a psychotherapist and using experiential modalities that I was trained in. And so I really didn't know that much about sound. And I met Jonathan Goldman, not knowing that he was this incredible pioneer sound master in this field of sound healing. I had no idea about that when I met him. And of course, after we did meet each other and, you know, a relationship came about very, very quickly, and I became very interested, obviously, in working with sound, and it was a natural fit for me in my holistic psychotherapy practice to utilize sound as a healing modality, as well as the other experiential aspects that I was using.
Now, I have to interject for a second, because Andy says, well, you know, I really didn't know that much about sound, but in reality, she was very, very versed in sound. The person who introduced the two of us is a fellow by the name of Don Campbell, the author of The Mozart Effect. So there is, if you like, this whole background of sound going on between us before we even knew each other. And here's something that Andy, very humble person, she's a great psychotherapist, but also, Donna, she had something called telecounsel, TELE-counsel, and it was literally the world's first telephone counseling service where bedridden clients who couldn't get out of their home would call her, and she would do psychotherapeutic sessions with them over the phone. Now, Donna, I have to tell you that takes such an ability to be able to listen and hear people's voices and also to use your voice as a healing modality. Now, granted, for the most part, we're working with a conversational voice, but that is still a really extraordinary aspect of healing with sound that I just respect to the utmost. And also an interesting thing is that when she was doing that, nobody else was doing it, and it got written up in the New York Times and all that stuff, and now we know what Andy was doing by another name. We call it coaching. Mm-hmm. So you could say that she was the grandmother. Well, I don't want to go out. She was a pioneer in the field of coaching. I don't want to call her a grandma now. She's too young for that.
Well, thank you, Jonathan.
But that's okay. It's all right. If you end up being put in that category, it's not a bad thing. I want Seth to play, and I know he's got it all set up, ready to go, some of the tracks. We're going to play track number one on the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer. And you've got this fabulous book that can go right along with it, Chakra Frequencies. We're going to play track number one relating to the Crown Center. And before we start, one of the things I noticed on the CD is that you started at the Crown Center, going down to the Root Center. And then in this CD, which is almost an hour, it's 55 minutes and 43 seconds. And then after you go through each of the sections relating to each of the chakras, then you go back up through the chakras all over again, ending with the Crown Center. So I thought I'd start off with that. Seth, let's play about a minute on the Crown Center, please. Thank you. when you have this music, and I'm intrigued because with each of the centers, there is the opening up with this wonderful, I'll call it like a chime that's there. And part of what goes on is in the CD, you want people to be aware that you, when they're in this meditative process, that these tones will sound, and they're very, very soothing. And then you go into these other frequencies, and the crown center, the vocals on each of this, each of them are different. The vocals intrigue me, Jonathan. How did you determine the sounds? And we're talking about the crown center, the top of the head, and when you do this, how do you choose those tones? What is it that makes you aware that those tones, if someone is using the chakra brain harmonizer, which believe me, folks, if you're having a tough day, you turn this thing on and you just go, and you just zone out with it because it'll settle you right down. If you're agitated, it's actually even good to use, I think, with children. But if you're especially agitated, if you've had one of those days where you feel like you want to throw the phone across the room and you want to punch out the glass in the window, or you have a PMS special, whatever's going on, this can really help you zone out. Find a little corner, maybe a closet, close the door, put it on, and just say, I'm out of here until I get centered. This is really good. I know I'm yakking a mile a minute, Jonathan. How do you choose these tones?
Well, Donna, the one thing I want to say, because that was great what you said, Nanny, and I just really, really appreciate it. And the one thing I was really hoping you didn't say, and it's great to play if you're really stuck in traffic, because that's the one thing. I think we even have a warning at the on the back of it. Do not play while driving a car or operating, because it's designed to definitely put you into an altered state mm-hmm. of consciousness where, if you like, your consciousness wants to be, you know, focusing on your breathing, on your chakras, on your putting yourself in alignment. So the question, how do I do? Well, this is really interesting. This, my goodness, we're going to have to go back in the Wayback Machine again. Can we do that?
Oh, I don't mind the time machine. Go ahead, turn it on.
Okay, so this will take us to about 1985 when I am now I actually have graduated from Lesley University, and my major area of if you like, investigation, it certainly was the use of sound to resonate different parts of the body, the brain, but also very, very much so the chakras. And what I found was that there was a particular system, number one, of vowel sounds. And it's actually a system of vowel sounds that I literally, I don't want to say I created, but shall I say, Andy, give me a good word.
Well, it's a system that you sort of devised and developed.
Help shape and develop.
Developed.
You know, because, I mean, the idea of using vowel sounds to resonate the chakras is not new. In fact, you can probably go 3,000 to 5,000 years and figure that it was used in the ancient Egyptian tradition in terms of this knowledge. But I just happen to create and shape a system of vowel sounds. And, of course, I also, in the Hindu tradition, there are these mantras. They're called Bija mantras, and we work with them. And also then, of course, well, I work with these what are called Pythagorean tuning forks that create a sacred ratio of 3 to 2, as well as a harmonically related diatonic scale. What is he talking about? And slightly out of tune, waveforms that cause your brain waves to not only harmonize but sink into deep levels. So it's really, yes, I'm a spiritual scientist and also a modern-day mystic, and I collected all this information, and then Andy and I put this all together for the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer.
Excuse me for interrupting you, Jonathan.
No, please.
I want to play the track on the throat center, which is track 3. Seth, would you pop that in for a minute, please? Jonathan, while we were off there for just a minute listening to the sounds, now the throat chakra is very interesting. There are people I've known that have had challenges, and often they have stuff in the throat. And so this harmonization and tonality that is there really is quite interesting to experience. While we were off air, you said, Donna, I want to talk also about the book Chakra Frequencies. And this is a book that is a perfect companion with the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer. And I absolutely love the cover on this. It's gorgeous. And this book comes with a 60-minute instructional CD. And this is different from the one that we're playing right now. But any of the things that Jonathan puts out is just great. But this is a reprint, you said, Jonathan.
Well, okay, first of all, with regard to the CD, the CD is actually an instructional CD. What we were listening to with regard to the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer, that's a musical thing that you can listen to, but mm-hmm. the other is...
But the other, the CD that accompanies the book actually has recorded examples of what some of these sounds actually sound like. And Donna, also in our book, Chakra Frequencies, we have exercises that people can do where they can tone and align and balance their chakras with a particular vowel sound that, you know, we explain in the book. But back to the throat chakra, you know, just even focusing our energy on opening that up with a vowel sound can be very, very powerful.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have in our book, Chakra Frequencies, I know we have a little section on something called the wounded singer, because, Donna, so many of us have had our throat chakras, our ability to make self-created sound. So many of us have had this center literally closed off sometime between probably when we were in third grade and maybe sometime in junior high. But, you know, you had a choral teacher look at you and go, you, sing softer. You, go out for track. You,
mm-hmm.
Mouth the words. And it literally... Each and every one of us can learn to use sound for healing. Now, just as an example, okay? Now, I'm not talking about getting up in front of an audience and singing "Strangers in the Night." That is
entertainment. Then we work with entrainment.
Right. Entrainment is a phenomenon of physics which can be basically has to do with changing and shifting frequencies. And believe it or not, this phenomena, you know, we're talking about chakras, etc., but this phenomena of the power of sound is something that can be as simple as humming a sound, like going and just as we hum together, and let's do another hum together. That felt good.
Now, in you're doing that, there was a comment that you made in your book that because of your involvement with music, when Andy would hum, when you first started doing this together, you felt like she wasn't on the exact tone that she should have been on. And it created an irritation for you, and then you realized it didn't make any difference. It was the right tone that she was expressing for her.
Well, boy, you just hit out an incredibly important thing, and I want to thank you for saying that, because I'm almost embarrassed about having felt that, but I have learned some just wonderful things from my dear wife, Andrea, about the power of sound. But listen, I wanted to get back to us even humming. So, all right, so there we are humming, and you know what that humming was doing on a physiological level? That humming was increasing the oxygen in our cells. It was lowering our blood pressure and our heart rate. It was increasing lymphatic circulation. It was increasing levels of melatonin. It was reducing levels of stress-related hormones. It was releasing endorphins, which are, of course, those stress-related opiates that work as natural pain relievers. It was increasing levels of nitric oxide, which is a molecule associated with the promotion of healing. And it was releasing oxytocin, which is our favorite. It is the love-trusting bonding hormone. And that was just happening by us simply going,
And Donna, our major focus is teaching people to use their own voice for self-created healing sounds. And one of the reasons that we put that story in our book was to let people know that you do not have to be perfect in whatever tone that you make. And when you have the intention of healing, the intention of love, and that intention is encoded on your tone, on your sound, that's what this is truly, really about.
Well, I have to share something with you. I always listen and I always read material, listen to material that's sent to me and also read it, as you know.
And obviously you take really good notes, too. Thank you.
All right. I've got a good memory in some respects also. I don't forget stories like that. Those are really cool. Anyway, what I wanted to say is when I listened to the harmonizer, I made the mistake of doing it before I went to bed. I was absolutely exhausted. I wasn't after I finished it. That was the wrong time for me to listen to it. So for me, it was energizing to listen to it and to just be present with it. There was a tremendous amount of energy that I ended up generating, and I thought, oh boy, I've got to make sure that you know that because this is what happened with me. Now, I know our time is getting tight, but I also want to get into your other publication. I mean, we could talk for hours on your Chakra Frequencies, which is a wonderful book, and also the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer. Believe me, this is good stuff. Now, Jonathan, you've just come out with a book called The Divine Name. And there's a free instructional CD, and you're going to play a clip from that. So let's do that right now.
Well, okay, but first I just want to say, I want to give, Donna, real quick, tell me how much time we have left, because that this way I can change the time-space continuum with my knowledge.
About 6 minutes.
Okay. In that case, let me just tell you that basically I woke up about 15 or more years ago from a dream in which I was literally, you know, you pointed out that the chakra brainwave harmonizer goes from the crown to the root back up again. And I was told, and that's a fairly recent recording, because I had spent probably 10 to 15 years working with the sounds going from the root chakra to the crown chakra. That's normally the way it's done. And here, all of a sudden, you know, I'm told to go from the crown to the root and then back up again. And then two things happen. One of them was that I literally felt the energy go from the top of my head down to the root and back up again. But the second thing was that I heard a name that sounded extremely like what was said to be the ancient name of the divine that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And I thought, my goodness gracious, I have made a really important discovery. And that sound sounded like this. So let me just get it for you. And here we go. This is what the divine name sounds like. People can understand what I'm talking about. So thank you for letting me play that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in your book, something that I found that was quite interesting is that when you were doing this and working with the sounds for the divine name, you have photos in your book that show what was happening, how there was actually a physiological shift when each picture was taken. The first picture, you're sitting very quietly, your eyes are closed, and it's just a picture of your face. The second one, it's as if there's a mist forming in front of your face. And the third photo is this white light that just really starts surrounding your face. And the more that you continued, your face literally disappeared.
That was really interesting. Those are aura photographs, and they were actually taken by the guy who had developed this aura camera, and he'd never seen a phenomenon like that. So he kept having me do it again and again, do it again, do it again. I had no idea what was going on. Do it again, do it again. Then he basically gave me these photographs. But the reality is that from my perspective, this is one of, if not the most powerful sounds that can be utilized. Anybody can learn how to make the sound, and it is a sound because it works with the vowel sounds. It's trans-denominational, meaning it transcends all denominations, and it's non-denominational. And once you learn it, your life becomes changed. And I believe that working with this divine name, and the subtitle of the book is The Sound That Can Change the World. I believe that this sound, when done in a group together, in large groups together, literally has the ability of changing the noosphere, the Gaia consciousness, the energetic field of the planet. And there is actually scientific research to prove this.
Well, I know how important sound is. And there is enough research and demonstration, and we'll go back full circle to what you were talking about the very beginning when you were a rock and roll musician, and how suddenly you became aware of the fact that you were creating a very negative effect. I have myself observed what music does to people, and I have watched the behavior, especially of young people, but I've seen it with all ages, and the effect that it has on people. And this is something that many people who are in the musical industry like yourself are conscious of, because when you put together a stage production, you want a certain emotion felt by your audience. When movies are made, you want an emotional response, and they've proven time and time again, you can have the most serious scene, and if you have a particular tonality of in your music, people are going to sit there and laugh. They think it's a joke.
You got it.
You have to be aware. And the oppressiveness of music, for example, like some, I'll call it hard rock. I'm not up on the latest terminology, but let's just use that as an example. And there is this tonality, actually multiple tonalities that go ba-boom, 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 and it really does alter brainwaves. And you'll find people that just say, I can't take this stuff, I'm out. And you have a lot of people that will sit there and go through that. Before they know it, they are in a form of hypnosis without realizing it, and subconsciously they're absorbing a lot of things, and then they're irritated. They don't understand why they have headaches or why they look at the world the way that they do. So it really does make a difference. And when people are ill, I just think, Andy, what you were saying as a therapist is so viable. It is amazing, and I've done it with my own classes. I'll pick certain kinds of music, and boy, I'll watch people's moods shift. They just walk into a room and they're hearing it, and they're not really even consciously aware what's going on. And it's amazing. So what you have done with these latest two items, your book, Chakra Frequencies and The Divine Name, both of them have the CDs, and of course you wouldn't use these while you were driving, but let me tell you, folks, they really work. They are fascinating. But I really, really do also like the Chakra Brainwave Harmonizer, because it allows you, even if you only listen to certain parts, it allows you to do a great deal. Jonathan, I know we're out of time here. I want you to give out your website so that people can go there, research it. You have he's got a video, folks. You can watch the video and listen to the music online. It's incredible. Jonathan, where do they go?
HealingSounds.com. That sounds with an S at the end. HealingSounds.com. It's got a whole lot of information. It's got a wonderful free download of chakra tones that you can use. There's all sorts of information. There's actually color photographs that from the divine name that you were talking about. And we are just so grateful, Donna, to have been guests on your show. And Andy and I are teaching workshops now, and guess what we're calling them?
What are you calling them?
Chakra Frequency and the divine name.
How about that?
and Donna, and thank you so much, Donna.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
Just delighted to have shared this time. And people can get our information at healingsounds.com. And we hope that they'll visit us online and learn more about the work that we do.
It's very powerful. It's really incredible.
And last thing I want to say, real quick, is that this is the last two sentences of the divine name. We heal the planet, we heal ourselves. We heal ourselves and we heal the planet. We can make a difference. It's our choice.
I agree. I just agree wholeheartedly. And Jonathan and Andy, I'm so delighted. And Andy, this is my first time interacting with you, and it's just been a joy. I'm so glad you were able to join Jonathan today, because it's just wonderful that you're such a terrific team together. You're doing such special work, and I'm delighted. For those of you listening, healingsounds.com. That's the website you go to. Check out his video. It's beautiful. It's just fascinating. And as he said, he's got a lot of free downloads, all kinds of things there for you. Check out these two latest books. They are just wonderful. God bless. Have a fabulous weekend, you two. And we're going to take a break. For those of you, we'll be coming back in just a moment. Jonathan Goldman and his lovely wife, Andy. Well, you can check out their site, healingsounds.com. We're going to be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Lines are open. Telephone lines are open. And if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here's the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. So just call in. All I need is your first name or initial, and then after that, I'll tell you what I perceive. And, of course, you're always welcome to ask a question. Someone sent me words of wisdom, and I thought I would share it with you. I know we've got a caller. Before I go to that caller, though, I want to share this. I really liked it. It was straightforward and simple. It said, live with intention, walk to the edge, listen hard, practice wellness, laugh at yourself and things that are funny, play with abandon, choose with no regret, appreciate your friends, do what you love, live as if this is all there is. Good thoughts, and I appreciate that. Person didn't have a name on the material when they sent it to me. And I'm always interested, if you have a story or something special you think I should know about, send it to me via email, Donna, at DelphiInternational.com. I'm always interested in listening to you. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Welcome, caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you in California? I'm going to be down in California next week.
Oh, in San Diego?
Yes, I'm going to be in Santa Barbara first. I've got a radio show there, and I'm going to be doing an appearance, and I've got Santa Barbara, then Santa Ana. I'll be in Santa Ana for one day, and then I'm going to be up in the L.A. Glendale Burbank area. So I've got three different areas that I'm going to be in. I'll be available for, you know, interacting with people if they want that, but regardless, if you want more information, just go to my website to the calendar page. And you can also call me at my office if you're interested. But San Diego, one of my favorite places. Beautiful, beautiful spot. Okay, Lisa, what I wanted to do right off the bat is say you've got to improve your communication skills with writing. Now, this could be in the form of emails. It could be in the form of resume or anything where you are communicating in written form with other people. It is extremely important not to take shortcuts. You need to be able to convey in a succinct way what you want to say, and it is going to really make a difference. I am looking at you moving into an entirely different modality in a work environment, and being able to communicate well verbally, I think, comes very easily to you. Putting it into the written context sometimes can be challenging, but you're going to be able to do it. And I watch you with so much interest. I really think that you have gone through some real shakeups in your life just in the last 2 years. And when I'm looking at you, you've taken the time to stand still and to stand back. And I think that this is marvelous because it's enabling you to take a deep breath and gather yourself together so that you can really do the right kind of planning and thinking that you want to do for yourself. Now, this is a fast-paced year. You have got to pay attention to detail. If you need to buy yourself a whiteboard and put it up so you can see something and just know this is what I have to do, do it. Get yourself one with big felt pens and put it in big letters so that you see it. Because you are a multitasker, and boy, I know how that can be. But you can be multitasking in things that you really should not give a priority to. So you want to be able to really narrow things down. Really narrow them down and get down to the bare bones. And that is going to make a great deal of difference. Am I making sense to you?
Well, you made sense when you were talking about the board, because I do have a chalkboard up, and I'm very, very anal retentive, and so I constantly go to my chalkboard and I write things on it, and I'm
good for you.
Very organized in that way.
That's excellent. You really need to do that. That is so important, and it doesn't mean that you're not intelligent. It just means that you recognize you have to keep that focus there. It has to be right in front of you because it's so easy to go off in 10,000 different directions. What's your question for me today?
Well, it's along the same lines. I guess it's in regards to work. I'm currently looking for work, and I have been for a while now. And the best question to ask would be, is there anything I need to do specifically in order to help make that manifest quicker?
Well, again, I think there's something here with written communication. What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, that's the funny thing. I'm actually involved in theater, but I'm an actress, but I write as well. And I just finished writing a whole screenplay. So it's funny you talk about writing. But I feel like yours is more in the resume writing.
It could be in the resume writing. Is there anyone that you can link up with that is really savvy about the theater entertainment industry?
I've been putting out my feelers, and maybe that's what I need to do, is ask around more.
You do. You need to open the mouth and ask. And just say, I really have a passion for this. Who is the best in my area? And just go to your local theaters, go to the colleges, go to any environment where you can link up with people that will have an inside track or be aware of someone. And it may be that you'll come across somebody, and I really think this is what can evolve for you, someone that says, oh, you ought to talk to Bingo down here at such and such a place. They live here. This is what they do. They used to be a teacher, blah, 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 or whatever. And you'll find someone that you can say, look, I really need to know how to do this more effectively or need to be better at what I do. Because so many of the programs, whether it's television, whether it's theater, even for radio, with the internet, you've got so many things going on that there is a place that you could fit in there. But you need to know what their protocols might be. And believe me, knowing someone and working with someone that has some experience can really, really help you a lot.
Okay.
The environment as a script writer, per se. I think that's something that's going to have to be worked in. I think that there is a positioning that is going to have more like an administrative tone to it, that you'll have a chance to get a job doing. And then you can work in the other. I think it's going to be a bit of time before you would have that writing positioning.
Oh, I see.
I think of a young woman that I know that absolutely loves theater, and she ended up getting a very, very fine job with a theater environment that was a prestigious theater up here in the Pacific Northwest. And she had worked in sort of mediocre positions before in various smaller theaters. And someone just happened to say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be here anymore. And they were left high and dry in this prestigious theater. And she was in the right place at the right time and said, this is why I've been in theater. And she was doing all kinds of things, and by golly, Jenny got a job. They accepted her because she had a track record that they could talk the lingo to her and she understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not a script writer, but she's ending up in a part of the environment which she dearly loves.
I see what you're saying.
So you need to look at it from a different positioning.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't give up the script writing, because that's something you love to do. Don't give that up.
Yeah.
But just fold it in. And I want to thank you, Lisa, for calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you, too.
You're more than welcome. And again, I'm down in Southern California. I'll be going down, for those of you that are in Southern California listening, I will be in Santa Barbara a week from, well, next Wednesday, I'll just put it that way. And that's the 21st, and then I'll be in Santa Ana on the 24th, and then I will be in the Los Angeles, Glendale, Burbank area the 26th and the 27th, and then I will be flying back here. So I will be available for private appointments, and if you want to reach me, the number is 253-582-5604. That's the telephone number where I can be reached for private appointments. Thank you so much, Lisa. Donna, this is Donna Sebo, and we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. You know, I have tried to finish this story on the psychic detective the past couple of days, and we had callers, and so that didn't happen. Well, I'm going to see if I can finish it now. But if you want to give me a buzz, give me a buzz anyway. If you've been listening the past couple of days, you've heard me talk about the psychic detective. His name is Arthur Price Roberts. Now, he died in 1940. But this guy was amazing. He chose not to have an education because he felt if he became literate that he would end up losing these wonderful skills. But I'll tell you what. This story was amazing. And it demonstrates how this innate ability in some individuals is absolutely amazing. Now, I did recall, as I was saying this, that I think I covered most of it yesterday. But what I wanted to add to the story about the psychic detective is that I knew a woman. Her name was Kitty. Now, I did not know her personally. I actually became aware of Kitty because she was a phenomenal psychic detective. And this woman was so good that whenever a criminal found out that she was working on a case with the police department, she worked for the Los Angeles PD for years, they really, really didn't like it. And her life has been threatened more than once. And she would say to people, I'm not going to die a natural death. Somebody is going to catch up with me. But this was a woman who started off going to college, and she started studying cults and groups and different things, and she got into many different areas of research, and she did some training with different people regarding mind development, and her skills and talents started to develop through dreams. And she was just an amazing person. And she had this capacity of actually sort of tuning into the frequency if there had been a victim, of actually getting the whole movie of what had happened. And it would play in her head, and it would stay in her head. It's almost like that this was her job. This is what she was supposed to do. She was supposed to assist in solving murders. And she was incredible. She absolutely was incredible. And I knew about Kitty in the 1980s, and I met someone who knew her, and she was up in Alaska. I have been traveling to Alaska for a number of years, interacting with people, and she had a very unfortunate situation occur while she was up there, and the police had to get her out of the state because her life was in danger. And this individual, when they found out who I was, and they started talking about her, and I said, well, I'm familiar with what happened to her, and they said, yes, she is in hiding and probably will be in hiding for the rest of her life. But this is what she does, and she is extremely good at it. So when people ask me, what is the value of something? And they'll become sometimes afraid of their own intuitive capabilities. Like this gentleman, Mr. Roberts, who had these talents of being able to follow criminals and to discern where they were, what they were doing, and he could do it right here, right now, wherever he was. This is something that requires a discipline, and it requires a discipline where you detach and you don't take things on emotionally. But again, it's like watching a Disney cartoon. You see it, you know all the details, and then you relay it as you get it. And a lot of people have spontaneous experiences like this, and sometimes they feel very concerned. They think that there might be something wrong with them. Well, what's going on is that you've actually tuned in to that frequency level of information that is flowing out there. Everything that happens leaves a memory bank of information. And that's why some people that are extremely sensitive can go into old places and they'll watch these scenes going on in front of them. They're actually watching what I call a mind time machine. And it flips back and forth. And it's a fascinating phenomena. We're all different. And I would just say to any of you that might have an interest in developing your own intuitive talents, be aware that you are unique in how those talents will be expressed. For you, it might relate to animals, or it may relate to health, or it may relate to working with equipment or designing things. You may find that you have this uniqueness, and instead of being afraid of it or upset, or as some people have sometimes said to me, gee, I think I've been cursed. No, no, no. You need to understand it's part of your package. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just what it is. It is how you use it, however, that makes a difference. And I would say read, explore. Don't be afraid of this, because it is a part of you. We all have a capacity for telepathy. Some people might be good senders. Some people might be good receivers. I disagree strongly with someone that says you can only be one or the other. And I disagreed years ago on this, because we're all senders and receivers. But it's what we're tuning in to and what we're tuning out. And this is something that all of us do. And we do it without even being consciously aware of it most of the time. So if I could just leave this thought with you, because I know we're just about out of time here. Keep the awareness that you are unique, and you should not ignore your psychic intuitive talents, because they belong to you and they're part of life. They're not something to be afraid of. They're something to be enjoyed and something to be explored and investigated, because you may have a talent that's going to benefit other people in a very special way. This is Donna Sebo. I hope you have an absolutely awesome weekend. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have an absolutely wonderful time. And we'll be back here bright and shiny on Monday. And we're going to be talking about numerology. Oh, yes. Michael Brill is going to be my guest. This is going to be a fabulous show. So tune in. You'll find out a lot of good stuff. Talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.